Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Completely different, because we all see women's magazines plastered with lines across the covers like 166 ways to please your man. But with 166 ways to please your man, the chances are that at least half of these tips are absolute nonsense and very few of them were actually tried or indeed tested. Thankfully, Emer McLeish has tested them all. No, I'm only joking.
God, don't let my mother be listening.
Please, Mrs. McLeish, turn the channel now. Go back to where you belong. But yeah, you have, you're the deputy editor of dailyedge.ie, of course, and you're in studio to talk about the ridiculous sex tips in magazines that are always full of perk, I suppose, always in a numbered list and always ill-advised. These are lists I wouldn't be that familiar with. And I don't say that in a po-faced, prudish way. I just mean it in a way that I don't buy Cosmopolitan magazines. So you'll have to guide us.
Yeah, Cosmopolitan magazine is probably the magazine most associated with these type of, you know, 7,529 ways to, you know, use your breasts to entice your man.
Yes.
Things like that. Men's magazines do them as well, but they're not as prominent. Magazines like Men's Health or Maxim, but Cosmo really is the stalwart of these kind of things. They started doing them kind of in the mid to late 90s, really started pushing them, and they've become their calling card, almost. Yeah.
Do they do them every... Is it Cosmo once a month, I presume, is it?
Cosmo's once a month. I don't... I mean, they're... Cosmo is known for its, you know, sexy and sexual content. I don't know if they have these lists once a month. It's been a while since I read Cosmo. Yeah. Well, I never really read it regularly. I remember these mostly from when I was a teenager, before becoming, you know, sexually active or knowing anything really about the bedroom, and thinking, this sounds horrific. Yeah. I don't want to have to do any of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Of like slapping and grasping and jumping and surprising and, you know, horrifying things. But it's kind of almost become a cult thing, I think, for Cosmo, because they're so known for them now. I mean, obviously they still have a lot of worthwhile content, which isn't just ridiculous, you know, crazy 700 sex tips. But Cosmo is probably the one that's most known for it.
Okay, and that's where we're going today. We're not looking at the more considered and reflective articles in those magazines. We're looking at the ridiculous.
No, where'd be the fun in that?
Where would the fun in that? So let's talk about these tips, so-called. How are they collated? How do they come up with this stuff?
I would imagine the more ridiculous ones are just taken off the top of somebody's head, because A, they're so ridiculous that they couldn't be tried and tested, because we'd hear a lot more bedroom-related injuries, possibly lawsuits, if they had been tried and tested. Knowing people who work in magazines, working, you know, in publishing myself, it could be a lot of just, hey girls, I need 34 tips, everyone give me 5.
That's just rubbish.
Let's just come up with rubbish. But the thing is, I mean, anybody reading this list know that they're for fun, and I mean, if you want to try them, go right ahead. There's probably a disclaimer at the end of every one, so I don't think anyone's going to sue Cosmo and go, you told me this was going to spice up my sex life.
You assured me that the donut being eaten off the proverbial we'll get to that donut in a second, but if we talk about the different sorts of advice on offer, Emer, let's look at women's advice first. And will we break it down into themes? Can we do such a thing?
I
mean, we're getting into thesis country here.
If we're looking at an overall theme or an overall hypothesis, we would look at that if a woman, according to women's magazines, want to be sexy in the bedroom, they need to kind of attack a man. They use a lot of words like slapping, grasping, volleying is a word. In one list alone, I saw the word volley used 3 times.
Am I missing a trick? What does volleying mean?
Volleying, so, well, I can give you the tip itself.
If you wouldn't mind. Yes.
Hold his penis in one hand, lightly slap it with the other. You can tap it back and forth like you're volleying a tennis ball. Many women make the mistake of being too gentle. I would say many women make the mistake of not being gentle enough if
many
they're
men,
using the
many
word.
Many men haven't met such women.
Another one, use your palms to slap him back and forth like a tennis ball. It'll really awaken his nerves.
Right.
His nerves would be shot.
He wouldn't have any nerves left. They'd be gone. And also, this sounds like a bunch of, maybe written by a bunch of women who don't like men very much.
Or
want to get their revenge.
Who don't like themselves and don't like men. I mean, all of it sounds horrific. Like, when you read any of these lists, at least 60% of them will be involved in some kind of violent action towards the man's genitals in the bid to make him sexually aroused or want to or make things better in the bedroom. How could they? It all sounds horrific, and it all you know, it requires this kind of forward planning. That's almost kind of deviant.
Yeah, to say the least. Food.
Food is another one that pops up a lot. Cosmo's most famous sex tip ever was the one you mentioned earlier, which was to hang a donut off himself.
Yeah.
And then eat it seductively. And trying to avoid saying too many dirty words at, you know, 9:30 in the morning.
Without licking your lips. what exactly do they suggest? Which type of donut? Like, is it Boston cream or like a jam donut?
Could you?
Which one? Like, if we're going to get down to business,
we're
here.
We're talking a glazed donut.
Yeah.
Possibly not filled with cream, but you know, you can go either way.
Yeah. We're still on the donut. Okay.
So food is actually one that comes up a lot. You know, basically, if you were to take this, you know, with a pinch of salt, it's get anything you like out of your
fridge. They suggest that too, do they?
Get anything you like out of your fridge, slather it all over each other, go at it, and then when you come to, go, well, I have to clean up all this mess.
Yeah.
It sounds horrific. And there's so much mention of use of things like yogurt or Nutella. Like, The word yogurt brings up connotations for me of like old school bins that smell like old yogurt pots.
Yeah.
I don't want that in the bedroom.
Dairy.
Nobody wants that
sour
in the bedroom.
Sour dairy on skin.
Oh, God. Another one was, you know, get him to dip himself into a pot of Nutella and, you know, seductively lick it off. Nutella's ruined for everybody.
Just make toast. You know, I mean, there are easier ways.
Speaking of toast.
Go on, what?
Research has proven that the smell of toast is a serious mood booster. That's something I can get on board with.
Yeah, I can get that, but I don't understand the relation to toast to sex.
These sex tips writers will grasp onto anything.
They will. And indeed, the expression, I wouldn't kick him/her out of bed for eating crisps, takes on a whole new meaning.
One of the more ridiculous ones I've ever read was probably an attempt to diversify from things like chocolate and yogurt and creams and oils. And it was like, make things savoury in the bedroom by, you know, getting some crisps and dotting them around his body and eating them seductively off. Nobody wants chipsticks anywhere near their genitals.
No, this
doesn't need to happen. Whoever wrote that was clearly a maniac.
Alternatively, you could open the bag while on the couch and eat them.
Yeah.
And then if you want later on, you know, to
move it into the bedroom, leaving the monster munch behind.
Monster munch. That's giving
so
a man
sexy
notions. Now, if we move on to this idea of hot and cold.
Yeah,
it's
this
probably a little.
This is one when I remember reading these kind of lists as a teenager, the one that always stuck in my mind, and I asked a few friends, kind of, you know, a very basic straw poll, which of these tips do you remember? They remember the donut one, they remember another one from Cosmo, which was use your knickers to tie up your hair. That's apparently very sexy to a man.
Yeah.
And the third one was hot and cold, which was to alternate your mouth between hot and cold sensations and then apply them to him. I mean, it requires having a mug of hot water, a jug of ice cubes or cold water, and then, you know, frightening the hell out of them by just kind of spitting on it. Like, disgusting. But that's one that's used again and again and again. I'd love to hear if anyone's ever tried it.
Oh, I'd say they have. 51552. And you see, with the 50 Shades thing coming up on Valentine's Day, somewhat appropriately, depending on what you're having yourself.
Grim is the word we're looking for.
You know, this is the side of the sex world that is being explored a little more.
Yeah.
I suppose. And that's why hot and cold and these kind of talks, maybe two or three years ago, might have been a bit awkward to talk about. But because everyone seems to have read that book, particularly women.
Well, I haven't read it, actually.
Well,
I've read enough Cosmo lists.
You've read enough. That'll do us.
Yeah. But as I said, Cosmo has been doing this since the 90s. It's not a very new thing, and the lists have become almost a joke at this stage.
Yeah.
Whereas 50 Shades of Grey, as I understand it, is very serious and, you know, supposed to be taken very seriously, but these aren't really.
Okay. The technology aspect of the tips.
So obviously, as technology has advanced, so too have the tips.
Yes.
And one of the bits of advice was from Cosmo was record your voice on your phone the next time you have a solo session. Sexy. Then send him the audio file in the middle of the day with just the text, do you want to hear me do this tonight? Now, hopefully he won't open this on his phone when he's in the middle of a meeting, in the queue in Starbucks.
Or if he uses it as his
His ringtone.
His ringtone. or if he gets a text message from her.
Just her sexy voice. Just hearing my own. But nobody wants that to happen. I mean, I think the advent of technology in spicing up people's sex lives is a good thing. Setting aside the recent problems that people had with their nudes being hacked and, you know, spread all over the internet, you want to make sure your stuff is secure. But I think people in long distance relationships who don't get to spend that much time, you know, with each other or, you know, in the bedroom, it's fine to share things via email or text, but just be careful about how it can be accessed, how it can be heard, and who you want hearing it and accessing it.
Yeah, and top tip to famous people, don't do it. Like, it's quite simple.
No just shame in it, but nothing just wrong be with careful.
It. But don't do it if you don't want everyone to be looking at you and having a chat about you. Okay, now are we going to go into the realm of what's offensive and not offensive?
Yeah, I mean, it's all well and good to joke about these things and to joke about how silly they are and this and that, but there is obviously an aspect of kind of being offensive towards women. Most of the lists that are written are in women's magazines. There are in men's magazines. We'll come to those in a minute. Especially the Cosmo Advice, kind of de-emphasizes female sexuality, female pleasure. It's all about making him feel good, right. And
this is women giving advice to women, though.
Women giving advice to women, and very little of it is here's how both of you can enjoy. Now it's come on, you know, and some of the less kind of out there magazines do it from both points of view and want both people to enjoy it. Like one piece of advice in a recent Cosmo was, if you have housemates or you don't want to be overheard, you know, in the bedroom, put on a film to kind of, you know, mask the sounds of your lovemaking.
Not bad advice, is it?
It went on to say avoid anything that'll cause hearty belly laughs, because nobody wants to see your belly jiggling on a woman as she laughs.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't be jiggly, ladies.
No jiggles.
No laughing.
When they say get jiggy with it, they don't mean it for a second.
Yeah, so I mean, there's been a lot of articles written about how, you know, very little attention is paid to women's sexual identity and it's all about the man. Some of them also go so far as to shame women. And Cosmo, in one piece in 2012, ran a piece about what women shouldn't do in the bedroom, and it said women shouldn't scream like a porn star because your man will wonder who you've been watching these dirty movies with. So a woman has to have seen.
I think it's safe to say the man isn't thinking about that at all at that moment. Not for 1 minute. He's not distracted.
He's not distracted, and he's dead. I mean,
he's focused.
It just goes to say, like, A, the woman couldn't possibly have just been watching the movie on her own. B, she shouldn't have been watching it anyway. And C, she's obviously been watching it with another man. How could she?
How could she possibly know another member of the
opposite and
sex?
Men's magazines can be really sexist when it comes to these kind of sex tips. Like one from Men's Health was, remember that chores around the house count as foreplay when you do them, that is. So if a man decides to do the ironing, the woman will fall at his feet, you know, swooning. And I can't believe this is happening.
What's facial intercourse?
Oh.
No, what is it? I just see it here. What's that
this
mean?
This is one of the tips from men's magazines. While the women's magazines are playful or they kind of advocate a lot of grasping and slapping and volleying, this kind of thing, men's magazines tend to be a little bit more creepy, a little bit more predatory, and infinitely more ridiculous. So facial intercourse is one of the tips that came from Men's Health. This smooch mimics sex from foreplay to penetration, beginning with a tongue exploration inside the mouth. Rub your tongues together in small and large circles, then dart them in and out of your mouths as if you're having intercourse. That's just kissing.
Yeah, that is just kissing. That's French.
And they've
French
made it. Kissing, they've made it. They've made it into a thing called facial intercourse. That's also a really prominent thing where they'll take something that happens anyway naturally as part of a man and woman in a relationship and turn it into an actual, you know, thing.
Text says toothpaste, comma, unreal. Now, is that a yes or a no for toothpaste? And doing what?
Tell us more.
Well, obviously, you apply it to the brush, put it on your teeth, rub up and down, put it back in the jar and go to work.
Maybe it's just
good.
Brush your teeth before you go near him
maybe,
or her.
Yeah. Which is always good advice, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so toothpaste obviously has its benefits for some.
You never know. I mean, maybe he or she knows something we don't.
Tell us more. Don't be just going toothpaste unreal. That's like somebody on Facebook waking up going grr and expecting us all to wonder how you are.
If we want to look at some more of the more ridiculous ones from men's magazines, here's another one from Men's Health. If you're out in public but want to make your intentions clear, slowly and firmly flick your tongue against the palm of her hand. If she just wipes it down her skirt, you've blown it. I think you've blown it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going up to someone in coppers licking their hands, unless she's 3 sheets to the wind, there's nothing
or
happening
there. Or has a tequila handy.
Get off me.
Cosmo teaches you to have an orgasm, and woman's way teaches you how to knit one. That's an old expression I've heard before, and that's good. Using toothpaste for oral sex, the mint has a freshening effect, apparently.
Wow.
That's news just in. Edward says, listening to the Cosmo sex tips here and recoiling in horror. For the record, I think I speak for a lot of men here, but if my wife were to ever grab me by the proverbial and smack me like she were volleying a tennis ball, I'd be consulting my lawyer for a protection order.
Agreed. Yeah. This is why they're so ridiculous.
I would have thought so.
Will we hear a few more of the men's ones?
Please do.
Buy a half inch. Now listen to the thought that goes into this. Buy a half inch camel hair paintbrush at an art supply store.
A camel hair paintbrush?
Yes. Needs to be camel hair for some reason. Obviously. Dip it in chocolate sauce. Have her paint numbers on her body. Find your way in order by using your fingertips and mouth. No.
No, we're not doing that.
No, you don't need to be planning that far ahead that you're going in going, yeah, I have a half inch camel hair paintbrush base. Yeah. Oh, you're trying some arts and crafts, sir? And
in a
like,
way.
Well.
In a way.
Don't need any paint, thanks.
Eimear, that'll do us for now. I think we're all wonderfully appalled and and mildly enlightened in certain respects about this sex tips in magazines. But I think the bottom line would be to read at your peril and practice.
Pinch of salt. Always with a pinch of salt.
And generally just ignore what they just said.
Yeah.
Eimear McGlaisett of the Daily Edge.ie. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.